This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Notice how things enter and exit the news cycle. If you're smart, you'll pay attention to that. It's a really good sign of how the world is turning and what's really, you know, how it's manipulated. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, to you listening to KJRadio.com. So New Zealand had an attack, and the government decided that it was an attack on a mosque. I don't know, dozens of people killed. And the government said, we got to confiscate the guns. That was a crazy, I'm guessing, Christian that attacked this mosque. Who knows? Honestly, it could be. I mean, I don't remember the story. Was it a disgruntled Muslim or was it actually a Christian that attacked the mosque? It doesn't matter to me. It's a bad thing to do. But it did happen. And the government's reaction was not to look at it as a lone wolf attack and just say this is a crazy person that attacked this mosque and we need to do something. They overreach and they confiscate guns. Good luck, New Zealand. New Zealand was a place that I'm telling you, a lot of people would consider living for a lot of reasons. It's amazing. I'll let you do the research, but it's a really cool place to live. But when they do that, you got to wonder, well, how do you protect yourself now? I don't know if you can still have handguns. Was it just these so-called assault rifles or what? Now, that story's gone. Sri Lanka has an attack by Muslim terrorists, multiple explosions, coordinated. I mean, planned in every way. It wasn't a gun that did it. It was a coordinated attack with bombings. What do they go after? There's no gun in it. It's bombs. Who do you confiscate? What do you confiscate? You know the magic word here, folks. You got to take a look at Muslims. See, you can go after a gun and go, I'll prevent that crazy person from doing it. Okay, fine. See, because there's no jihad on the Christian side against Muslims. There were not 1,063 Muslim mosques attacked in France or Muslim relics or what have you, but there were 1,063 Christian relics, churches, etc., that were attacked or destroyed in France and more around the world. Then, what do we note about this particular attack? Nobody wants to say Christian or Catholic. Barack Obama called it Easter worshipers. Everybody, we talked about it earlier in the broadcast. I don't want to rehash it. We noticed. Do you think that the CNN or MSNBC or these guys are going to notice it? Do you think Fox is going to cover it? Let me tell you, it's not going to happen. No confiscation of guns. And by the way, if Obama were president, we'd be hearing about how Christians should turn the other cheek. That's all we do, is turn the other cheek. We're the most loving, forgiving, kindest people on the planet. How much money do you think Muslims are giving individually to Christian countries, Christian anything? How much money does Saudi Arabia give to, I don't know, pick a Christian country? Anywhere. What do they give? The United States gives to practically every country on the planet. We don't care about your religion or anything. We give to that country. How much are Muslim countries giving? It's scandalous. And here's what's most interesting to me about the media cycle. How it enters, how something enters, and how it exits. And how it sits there, how it stews within the media cycle. Right now, we have the biggest scandal in political history unfolding right before our very eyes. Barack Obama weaponized his government against Donald Trump. There is no dispute about that. And the Democrats, they think they've done an effective job of obfuscating that. They haven't. We know that to be true. Now the question is, How do we make sure that the rest of the world, how do we make sure that the most stupid person on the planet realizes exactly what happened? That's where we are. But while that story's unfolding and the media knows exactly what happened, you know what they're doing? They're gushing over this town hall, the Democrats' town hall. That's eating up the media cycle over A.G. Barr essentially saying Donald Trump did nothing, and where do we go from here? Now, there's good news, bad news. Good news, bad news, folks. Kevin Jackson, I'm going to break it down for you. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. The good news is something else has the Democrats in the spotlight. They screwed up royally. Guess what? Buttigieg, that's the way they say his name, Buttigieg, he's now superseding. He's jumped over O'Rourke. O'Rourke is no longer the little favorite, you know, boy toy for the left. And I'll talk more about him in a bit. So he's gone. Bernie Sanders completely split his pants. He's in big trouble. Elizabeth Warren, they say, actually gave very good short answers to some of her questions. And good for her. I'd love to see Trump run against Warren. Or any of the other ones. And I could go on with, you know, Kamala Harris said nothing right, didn't do anything right, didn't move the needle. Cory Booker, many others. Waste of time. But these guys are gushing over it. The jockeying, the juxtaposition of one compared to the other. And I gave the poll numbers coming out of Iowa anyway, and it doesn't look good. Bernie Sanders and Joe Biden in a essentially a tie. Sanders is barely ahead. And number three is undecided. So Democrats have problems because they have problems with their credibility. They overreact. And then sometimes when they react, you sit there scratching your head going, they didn't just do that, did they? Or they don't react at all. Ocasio-Cortez said nothing of the Christians being killed in Sri Lanka. Nothing. She was very vocal about the Muslims being killed. I like to look at how things enter the news cycle, leave the news cycle, stay in the news cycle. Notre Dame's not even a week old. It's essentially out of the news cycle. I theorize it's because as the French investigate, we're going to learn the Muslims were probably involved. They took credit for Sri Lanka. I don't think there's any doubt when there's multiple bomb explosions at Christian different venues, it's probably Muslims. I don't think anybody's going to emphasize that. Short break. We got a lot to talk about.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you feel like many of us?
All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Okay, so a watch is good, and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
You know there's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for Mom and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows. Mm-hmm. Great idea.
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
It was only a matter of time. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Time. If I could save time in a bottle. Oh, man. What time is it? What isn't that the was it the Morris Day or something? Didn't they do the time? What their group was called, the time? What time is it, America? It's Kevin Jackson time. It's time for the Kevin Jackson Show. What am I talking about? It's long overdue. It's long overdue for what? That we get justice from the Mueller report? That we get justice from these crooked Democrats that try to get Donald Trump? Yeah. Is it time that we win our government back? Get our government back? Not win it back. It's not a contest. How about we take it back? How about that? Is it time for that? I think it's time for that. It's time for a lot of things. It's time for conservatives to get backbones. It's time for Democrats to be put in their places, to be made to account for their craziness. How about that? It's time for somebody to challenge Fox and to show you what a real conservative network is about. It's time for somebody to challenge the media in general and to hold them to a standard that was once what the media was about. How about that? You need some time? You need time to think about this? I, Kevin Jackson, will give you time. I pardon thee. What do you need time for? That's the one thing we all, I don't say we get in the same abundance, but a second is the same for me as it is for a multimillionaire, a billionaire. A second is a second. And let me tell you something. In the fleeting moment of your death, we all feel the same. Time doesn't care about you. It doesn't care about your money. It doesn't care about your influence. It doesn't care about your looks. Time is going to get you. Time kills all its students. There's a saying about that. Well, you know what it's time for? It's time for us to start recognizing things for what they are. And certain people are starting to do that. Alexandria Cortez, Ocasio-Cortez, is about to get a rude awakening. They said her surging national profile has inspired some Republican opponents from her home district, along with a multimillionaire mystery donor who could help close the gap in her foes' long shot race against her. So there's somebody who said, I've had enough. I've seen enough of AOC. I want to see somebody really challenge her. I don't know if that's who can be. I don't know if that's going to be a Democrat. Maybe there's a moderate Democrat. Maybe they put a Republican, give them a D in their name. You know what? That would be a trick, wouldn't it, Republicans? I'm just saying. How about you run as Democrats? How about you take a Democrat district, you then put a D after your name and say, I'm going to oppose Ocasio-Cortez, and you get somebody that's prettier, that's more articulate, that understands the needs, that talks the Democrat talk, and then gets into Congress and does what? Represents sanity. How about that? There's a trick. It's a strategy that they pulled when they did their casting call for Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Hey, anybody interested in running for Congress to beat this old white guy that's just throwing it in? Come, we'll take all responses. And you know who they picked? A bartender. A bartender, a girl with a good personality. She's a bartender. Hey, what can I get you? Okay, yeah, I can make that. Sure. Just 3 months after taking office, the Democratic Socialist Congresswoman's challengers include an Egyptian-American journalist who has already tossed her hat in the ring, and an NYPD cop-turned high school civics teacher, and a conservative talk radio producer, both of whom are seriously exploring a run against her, is what this article says. And the fledgling challengers could get help from a wealthy New Yorker committed to backing an Ocasio-Cortez opponent, a GOP big said. I don't know who said it, but here's what somebody says. His name is Bronx Republican Chairman Mike Rendino. There's definitely national energy and money on this race, adding that he's been in touch with megabucks donors hell-bent on getting AOC tossed. I would say to those Republican donors, put a D behind whoever you want to run against AOC. Put a D behind their name. Put a D behind their name. That's what it's going to take. Rendino said he wouldn't divulge the donor, but said the individual is worth over $200 million and has connections to raise money in Manhattan. That's what it takes. And here's what's interesting. I don't know. How would you run that campaign? You guys, what would you suggest? I mean, you guys are young. You know what the millennials are looking for. I mean, do you attack AOC? Using her information, would it seem like an attack? I'm asking my producers because, I mean, they're going to be much more in touch about this than me. But I think I would do a laugh campaign, a ridicule campaign that says, "This, hey, I tell you what, let's get a bus driver next time. We tried a bartender. Let's get a bus driver." You know, no offense against bus drivers, but why not? If you can get a bartender to become a congressperson, and then show some of the stupid things Ocasio-Cortez has said, but you gotta condense it. You can't over make it too complicated. Anyway, they go on to say this. Tom Doherty, a former Pataki deputy, said a Republican challenger to AOC would be able to raise real national money. We need to put individuals forward and make the incumbents work for re-election. I completely agree with that. Now, AOC, from what I heard, she went door to door. I'd go door to door. I'd say, hey, listen, I'm no bartender. I'm just a cop-turned civics teacher, but I think I know a little bit more about what's going on in New York than she does. And I'd go with that. I don't know who they're going to get, but it would be, even if it was style over substance, I'd go after her. We did a video. I hope you guys get to see it, because we put a lot of work on this video. And it was, who's really running the Democratic Party at this point? Is it Pelosi or is it AOC? The bad news for us is it doesn't matter. It's bad. But here's what's sad to say. If it's AOC, it's worse. It's worse. Pelosi is struggling right now. She cannot keep this girl in check. I've already done my mea culpa, and being that I am a principled person, I'll do it again. Let me tell you, folks, AOC, I thought they were going to shut this girl down. I still think it's possible. I still think the Democrats will go after her in some form or another. Maybe this is it. You know what? Maybe the Democrats will figure out something to help the Republicans. Don't be surprised in AOC's reelection in 2020, her campaign, because I hope she doesn't get reelected, but maybe she will. But don't be surprised if Democrats and Republicans collude with the Russians and work against AOC. It wouldn't surprise me at all. Interesting, though, that's going to be the Robert O'Rourke, Ted Cruz of the House, whoever goes after her. And I'm convinced that the Democrats are going to conspire against her in this one. I don't know. And now here's the other side of it. She's going to be a fundraising phenom, not to be taken lightly. Just thought you'd be interested to know. We'll be back.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
But we are building the wall. They're not happy about it. And we will have over 400 miles of wall built by the end of next year.
President Trump on immigration. They're speaking at the National Rifle Association Convention in Indianapolis. The so-called experts were wrong once again about the economy. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more from Washington.
It seems predictions of a slowing U.S. economy have been off the mark. The Commerce Department releasing first quarter GDP numbers showing the economy grew at a 3.2% annualized rate, well above the 2.5% growth that economists had forecast. The growth might even be more surprising because the first quarter included more than 3 weeks of the longest government shutdown ever.
For more news, check us out online at usaradio.com. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Available on Amazon.
Pros know doing it right means knowing where to find everything you need for the job in one stop. So you're spending more time on the job than away from it. Lowe's does it right by having what you need in stock and in the right quantities for any size job. Like 250-foot and 1,000-foot rolls of Southwire Romex Simple 12-2 and 14-2 wire. Plus, get the electrical boxes, switches, dimmers, and conduit you need to complete the job. Load up today and every day. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I love the signs. I love the signs. We got another sign. A Democrat, a top-named Democrat, is not going to run for the presidency in 2020. This person is going to join a litany of top-named people who aren't running. We've touched on it. I just haven't talked about it specifically. But here's what I was thinking about it when I saw this article. I was like, there are some Democrats smart enough to avoid the 2020 butt kicking that Trump's going to put on somebody. Somebody's got to take that butt whooping. I mean, that's the sad part for the Democrats. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Somebody's got to do it. In this case, it is an ugly job, and somebody's got to do it. While the field continues to grow, at a point in the very near future, this field is going to narrow. Now, what are we up to? I don't keep count. I want to say it's 18, but something tells me it's 19. I don't remember. But I know it's more than the Republicans, which is an embarrassment. And let me just say this. In 2016, when the Republicans had 17 candidates, that was an embarrassment to our party. You want to know why? Because what it showed was we had no leadership. We had no front runner. Now, we put the spin on it and said, well, look, we've got a lot of very qualified people. And we did. But what it shows you is we didn't have anybody that emerged to say, I'm the leader. Now, there were people that wanted Ben Carson to be the leader, people that thought Ted Cruz was, people that thought Rick Perry, Rand Paul, Carly Fear, name them. Good, mostly good folks. It's like baseball. There's AAA. If you're following baseball, my bet is you know who's in AAA. I'm talking about if you follow a team, if you're a real fanatic for your team, you probably know where they do spring training, who's coming up, who's being traded. And here's what I guarantee you know. You know who the big bats are on that team. You know who the ace pitchers are on that team. I guarantee you. You know if a bad trade is made. You know, if you lose your ace pitcher and they trade for two number twos or something, you're livid. We didn't know. We didn't have that. We had a lot of decent players, but we didn't have anybody that you go, that's our ace. And you know what happened? Donald Trump saw that, and he said, I'm going to be the ace on this ball club. And thankfully for us, he delivered. He threw no hitters. He threw perfect games. And he threw the perfect game when he dragged Hillary Clinton's butt over the, you know, didn't let her get dragged over the finish line by Barack Obama and team. and the crooked FBI and everybody else. So we got our ace. But we should have been embarrassed. Because as Republicans, we have a as conservatives, we have a responsibility to be grooming the right people. Now, the Democrats tried. They tried with Julian Castro. He's a well-spoken guy. They've tried with Cory Booker. Both those guys aren't even mentioned in the fundraising numbers. They're not raising a nickel. Cory Booker's on tour with some black folks, oppression tour. And Julian Castro, have you heard his name in a while? Probably not. Last time I heard him, he was on Barr arguing against, Bill Marshall arguing against Marr about whether or not Biden should be able to get away with his lecherous sexual abuse. And he sided with us. You're going to find them siding with us a lot. Cory Booker, and talking about criminal justice reform, sided with us. They have nothing. And so while we should be embarrassed that we didn't have a bullpen, if you will, they should be embarrassed because they have less than nothing. I want you to understand, coming off on the heels of Barack Obama, who they claim had the most successful presidency ever, Joe Biden's not a shoe-in. There are many people who don't want anything to do with Biden, and rightfully so. Biden's going to declare at some point here this week, and maybe it was today. I don't know. But let me tell you, he's in for a world of hurt. Who? Name me a person who's in their bullpen that you go, oh, man, now there's a person that's really going to do some good. There are people right now who, if I mention their name, you go, they have a better chance of any of the candidates who are serious, who are already in or considering. And I'll just use Michelle Obama. Michelle Obama would have a remarkably better chance than any of the candidates who's listed. She'd raise a lot of money. She'd ultimately lose because she doesn't want her dirt out there. But she would be a much better candidate. Maybe even Oprah Winfrey. And there's probably four or five other people. Beyonce would be a better candidate for them. Anyway, the field is growing and shrinking at the same time. And Democrats, they know the futility of beating Trump. That's why most of them are going to take their money and run. Robert O'Shady, they call him O'Rourke. Robert O'Shady, he's going to bail and take his millions of dollars. He hasn't put a nickel from his Senate campaign into his presidential campaign, and he won't do it. Many of the Democrats, the dirty secret is, they're not putting their money into the campaign. The only one who's doing it is Elizabeth Warren. She put $10.4 million of her Senate money into her presidential campaign because her donations were so anemic she had to make it look like she was really making money. Anyway, O'Rourke's not going to defeat Cruz, but here's what he's going to do. He's going to take his money out of the presidential campaign, move it back over to the Senate campaign, and try to run again somewhere else. But here's what Democrats know, folks. They know the writing on the wall. Warren is going to be the first notable to drop out, if you ask me. Cory Booker's not going to take long to realize that Spartacus can't be a gladiator and a beggar for reparations simultaneously. And then Booker's not likable, which is the problem Kamala Harris has. She's not likable. Others are going to fall for various reasons, and the field's going to narrow. But some Democrats know already they have no show. If you're a serious Democrat, unflawed in the classic sense, there's no better time for you to jump into a presidential race than right now. Yet a prominent name in the Democratic Party bowed out, and that's Terry McAuliffe. McAuliffe declared he's not going to run for president in 2020. The former governor of Virginia, the former head of the DNC, you don't get better credentials than that. The only thing he could have had better is if he had served on the Obama administration in some capacity. I mean, not that that would be good, because he would be tainted. He'd be a loser. But he is a loser because he carries the moniker of Democrat. So, he's not going to run. Establishment centrist Democrats have one less option because McAuliffe isn't going to run. It's a free-for-all in there, a melee. If there was any time for McAuliffe to run, this is it. But he said instead of joining a crowded field of Democrats vying to challenge Trump, he's going to concentrate his efforts on helping Democrats win in Virginia. That's going to be even tougher for him. He's got lots of problems there. I wonder if he's going to campaign in blackface. Says, where can you help people the most and change people's lives? Beat Trump like a rented mule. He says, he doesn't want anyone in Virginia to think he's abandoned them. That is a euphemism for, I can't get it done. I know I'm tainted. I may be under investigation, so I'll just do what I'm doing and hope I stay under the radar. Says, I'm staying at home to do what I need to help Virginians. Yeah, thanks, McAuliffe. We appreciate that. Now, understand, Biden, he may now be in a race. Everybody's predicting he's going to get in. I guess he will. Maybe he's already in. But anyway, whether he is or he isn't, why is the field narrowing? McAuliffe should be part of this. He can't just defer to Biden. Here's what he goes on to say. He says, most of the current Democratic candidates could defeat Trump. I wonder who he thinks couldn't. He says, Biden is the only one that was called out by name. And here's what he says. I love Joe Biden. Biden hadn't even declared, and Terry McAuliffe said, I love him. Who cares if other Democrats can beat Trump? Terry McAuliffe, why don't you? So allow me to speculate. Maybe McAuliffe is tied too closely to the Clintons, and we know that they're under investigation. And unlike the Russian collusion farce, the witch hunt, the investigation of the Clintons is neither a witch hunt or is it a con job. It is a serious investigation, and there will be blood. So McAuliffe is going to stay away from that scrutiny unless he wants to get hit by some shrapnel. But guess what? He joins a couple of other high-profile people, specifically Governor Andrew Cuomo of New York, who bailed out. So now we have two prominent governors that are bailing out. I mean, they've got the pedigree. Pedigree. They're making way for mayors and Silicon Valley giants and other moron buffoons. What an embarrassment, as I said earlier, for the Democrats. It looks like they're following the Republicans' fail the strategy that got us Donald Trump, but isn't going to work for them. The party of minorities and the party of women right now has two front runners who are rich, old, white men. Is it going to last? I don't think so. The Democrats are waiting to eat the other white meat, folks. But here's the deal. Trump's going to feast on anybody's carcass that they choose.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I talked the other day about Democratic fundraising, and it wasn't good news for the Dems, I'll tell you that. Their burn rate is heavy. Many of them are running tepid campaigns where they barely have their toe in the water. Many of them can't fundraise at all. Some of them are robbing their Senate campaigns or their other campaigns. Others, like Yang, he hasn't bucked up to put his own money in. Beto isn't putting in a nickel because he knows he's got no chance. Oh, Robert O. Scam Artist, he's not going to put any money in there. He's not taking out of his Senate campaign. He's got no chance. Bernie Sanders, the top gun, his burn rate's pretty thick too. Their burn rates, whatever they are currently, they will be accelerated, you know, geometrically. Whatever Sanders is spending now just to run his operation, wait until he has a, I mean, he's really, a, you know, it's on. When it's on, when they start attacking him, it's going to be ugly. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Trump having a pretty good time of it. In fact, the fallout has been the RNC is actually raising quite a bit of money. The RNC raised $15.5 million in March. For those doing the math, that's $500,000 a day. $500,000 a day. The best Democrat is raising maybe $150,000 a day. The best. That's just the RNC. $15.5 million in March alone. Now, they spent $13.5 million, I don't know on what, but they're about to begin. They haven't. What I'm telling you is these people are just gearing up. Just gearing up. The RNC ended the month with $33.1 million cash on hand. I remember when Michael Steele was running the RNC, they were broke. That Negro broke the RNC. And now, if you watch him on MSNBC, you understand we had a fox in the hen house. Michael Steele is as much a Republican as Bernie Sanders. The RNC said this year it's raised close to $46 million. $46 million. It is doing, think about it, we're talking January, February, and March. That's $15 million easily, $15 million a month. That would get them to $45,000. Staggering sum when compared with the haul of the Democrats, who disclose that they've raised $21 million. The Democrats are raising roughly $7 million a month. The Republicans are raising $15 million a month, more than double the Democrats. That's just the RNC stuff. Now, go look at each of the candidates. We've done it. We've already, if you want to listen, KJRadio.com, get one of the on-demand podcasts. See what we chronicled about what they're raising. Bernie Sanders raised $20 million the first quarter. $20 million, just over $20, like $20.4 million. Other people, it drops off dramatically. For all intents and purposes, Donald Trump has pretty much equaled all of the Democrats. 19, 18 of them, all of them combined in the first quarter of this year. And he's not even really campaigning that hard. I'm about to give you some other numbers, though. Yeah, I'm about to give you some numbers. This is fun to look at. The Trump campaign announced earlier this week it had $40 million. Adding to the campaign, the Republicans' campaign war chest as Democrats enter a month-long primary season. The RNC spent $13.5 million in March, and close to half of that money, more than $6 million, was paid towards expenses related to fundraising. So here's the other thing, dirty little secret. The amount of money it takes to fundraise is quite substantial. For every dollar you raise, you may pay 50 cents, sometimes more. Now, let me tell you what Trump does. Donald Trump is so popular that when he rents lists, they call it renting. Okay, he'll rent a list. Say you got 1 million people. And normally, it's a 50-50, maybe at best a 60-40. Trump's team will not do more than 15%. They say, we'll pay you 15% to rent your list. The rest of it comes to us. There is no Democrat on the planet who can do that. Not one. Bernie Sanders, Joe Biden, they will be lucky to do 50-50. Just saying. So Donald Trump, now his cost to run his campaign is not is going to be super low. Think about it. Donald Trump became president and he ran a campaign where he underspent Hillary Clinton by millions. That was a guy who had no bully pulpit. Now Trump can call huge events. He's got people ready to put those events on in a heartbeat. He's got money ready to flow. When this guy says game on, somebody's going to turn the spigot, and his fundraising is going to look like it's going to be firemen holding that Banaka Blast fire hose. That's what it's going to look like. And he's going to keep the majority of that money in his campaign. So not only does Trump have to, he can underspend a Democrat easily by half because he's got the bully pulpit of social media, etc. And he declared early, so every time they're on air, any of them, he can get equal time. That was the beauty. I talked about that when he did it before. So he's got all that going for him. He's got the ability to outfundraise any one of the Democrats. In fact, he can outfundraise all of them, but he only needs a part of the money. So for the sake of discussion, that's like saying Donald Trump will have $1 billion at his disposal, but he only has to spend half a billion. The Democrats would need to spend $2 billion to keep up with his half a billion, just to stay competitive. That's what I'm getting at. Unbelievable. So it's a lot of money to run these campaigns. A lot. Here's where it gets better for Trump. So the Mueller report gets released. Donald Trump says, okay, perfect time for us to make some hay. The team gets together. His reelection campaign raised $1.1 million that day, the day after. In a single day after the Mueller report was released, Donald Trump raised, I want you to understand what I told you earlier, the RNC raised $500,000 a day and has been all year. Donald Trump has been raising more than the RNC. So he's been raising, for the sake of this discussion, $750,000 every day. When the Mueller report came out, he started raising $1.1 million a day. The 0.1 of that is what Bernie Sanders raises per day. Donald Trump is outraising Bernie Sanders almost 10 to 1. It's close to 10 to 1. That puts it in perspective for you. Their top guy, the Democrats, Democratic Socialist, is being outraised exponentially by Trump. If you think that's going to worsen for Donald Trump, are you kidding? So if we were looking at this as a barometer of things to come, understand that the entirety of the Democratic machine cannot raise half of what Donald Trump currently raised with that Mueller report. On the average day, Donald Trump outraises every Democrat opponent combined, all of them combined. Now, you tell me where the momentum is. I've just given you the facts. I don't know where the momentum is. I'll tell you where I think it is. In other words, I'm telling you, I'm not going to tell you, oh, this is it. But here's what I'll tell you. Donald Trump has the momentum. And now, the Democrats can ignore this. I don't care what they think. I don't care what they know. They're brain dead morons, so they're not going to listen to me. But I'm a pragmatist. I look at the numbers, and if I were a person walking into this race, and you said, okay, Kevin, here's the assessment. These 19 people raised, $35 million. $10 million of it was Elizabeth Warren moving it from her Senate campaign to her other campaign, her presidential thing, $10.4 million. So you take that out, Donald Trump outraised all Republicans combined, and Donald Trump's burn rate is significantly less, and Donald Trump is, without any spiffs, without any promotional stuff, he can outraise the Democrats on any given day easily by 20%. Let's not say it's Trump. What would you say? I'd say whoever that person is a star. If he can outraise 18 plus people and so here's a real problem for the Democrats. When it gets down to one, if Donald Trump can outraise Bernie Sanders at 10 to 1, do you really believe that the momentum is behind Bernie? Bernie is going to need big fat cat money. He says he doesn't want it. Every candidate that claims they don't want that big fat cat money over there is going to be looking for that big fat cat money because Donald Trump's numbers are coming from little donors. They know that.
This is
the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.